My pleasure to welcome Dan Nicholas, who's with the Knights of Columbus locally. And I'm not familiar. I know you're have a title, and
I'm the Grand Knight.
Okay, I know you're the Grand Knight, but tell me how those titles are assigned, and we'll get into a little bit of the administrative structure before we talk more about the organization.
We started off, we have 11 officers, so we have our group, and the group elects 11 officers to handle the business end of the program. So the top officer is the Grand Knight, and then below the Grand Knight is the Deputy Grand Knight. So if I'm not there to chair a meeting, or my Deputy Grand Knight will take over for me. After the Deputy Grand Knight, we have a Chancellor, and his job is to back up the Deputy Grand Knight and to look after the forum. We have a Warden, and a Warden is just as you would think. He's the guy who's going to make sure everything is running smoothly and keep things going. We have three trustees. We have a Financial Secretary, and we have a Treasurer. And then we also have inside guards and outside guards. And the guards are, because a lot of our stuff is ceremonial and we don't want people walking in on a business meeting or whatever, they just be at the door to make sure anybody who comes in is a member. I think we have an advocate. An advocate is our lawyer, so he looks after any of our bylaws that we have that runs our council. And then we have our members. So right currently, I think we have 164 members. Of those 164 members, it's sad to say that 65 to 79-year-olds, there's 70 members. And we have the 50 to 64-year-old members. We have 40 members there. We have a few that are older than that, much older. You know, we have some members that are 94, in their 90s. So it looks like our demographic is a little on the older side.
Catholicism in Arne Prior has strong roots. And in the formative years in the 19th century, over 70% of the population identified as Roman Catholics, with Irish emigre Daniel McLaughlin playing a significant role in the community's development. Today, Catholicism remains the most widespread of the town's Christian denominations at 45.6%. As such, the Knights of Columbus, both a benevolent and fraternal organization, plays a significant role in all aspects of Catholic life in the community. The history of the Knights of Columbus, is it a hundreds of years old history?
It started in 1882, I believe it was, by a young Catholic priest, Father Michael J. McGivney. In his parish, the Catholics at that time, and in the area he was, the Catholic men were given all of the really hard jobs, which took their toil on them, and men seemed to die a lot earlier. So he seen that the widows of these men were not able to provide for themselves once their husbands died. He got together all of the men in his congregation and formed a fraternal club. With them, he then collected $1 from each man in the club. They would take that money and give it to the widow.
From its roots as a benevolent society, the Knights expanded to become the non-cleric guardians of Catholic culture.
Recruitment seems to be a lot harder to... Now, and I guess the reason people don't join is, first, they'll say they haven't been asked. Consider yourself asked right now. You can actually join the Knights of Columbus now by going online to the kfc.org website. Yeah, we need some members. We're looking for some fine young Catholic men that will come out and give us an hour here, an hour there.
Thank you very, very much for coming in and sharing all this information with us.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.